I'm Elisa Mortensen, and this is Undo Redo. Let's take a look at all the things that happen in life that we would like to undo and have a chance to redo. Hi, all of you. It's spring. Who's excited? I like to mountain bike, paddleboard, and all the outdoor things are becoming to be part of my weekly routine now, and I'm so excited about it. And Sunday was Mother's Day. So I want to know how your Mother's Day went. How did yours go? Right? How are the kids? How's the mom? How's your mom? Your wife? Right? How is everybody? What was your day like? I've been hearing lots about how your days went. And more often than not, what I'm hearing is like there was a lot of celebrating. There was a lot of celebrating and there was a lot of good things. But there was also a lot of like, I cried myself to sleep. I can't believe they didn't do one thoughtful thing. I had to do it all. And in the back of our minds, we know they could put very little effort in, right? And we would just be fine with whatever it was they did. But are we kidding ourselves? Like, would we really be okay? You know, some of them don't mention it. I know I don't get phone calls. Like, I'll tell you a story, like to the very end of the day, right before the day ends, like, oh, by the way, happy Mother's Day. You know, and in my mind, I should have woke up with a call. So like, what are we expecting? And how are we letting ourselves down when we have these expectations? Since we're always going to be mothers and wives, why not address this? Let's make every day count and not build it up to one big day of celebration and expectation, because that imagination that we have of what it would look like, that perfect day and all this effort that everyone's going to put in, when it's not met, it's not fair to them. Because did you tell them? Like, did you tell them you'd like them to do one little thing or write me a note? You know, what do you like most about me? Like, you just want them to read your mind? I'm not sure. But I want to tell you about one of the Mother's Days that I remember very most. It was 2 years ago, and maybe a couple of you know this story, but a few days before Mother's Day, I was at the store, and I was like, I wonder what my family would be doing for me on Mother's Day. Maybe I should buy some ingredients for the things that I like so we have them around the house when they ask me, like, hey, what can I make you, right? So I chose, like, country gravy and biscuits, I think. Or country gravy burritos or something. And I bought all the ingredients for it. And then the morning came and no one was up. No one had asked or said anything. And I'm an early riser, so I just began making it so it would be done before church and we could eat. And I wondered, like, if the smell would wake them up, right? The sausage and the gravy. I thought, well, they'll start coming into the kitchen, but nothing. Then as I finished it all up, still no one. And it was nearing time for me to get ready to for church. So I grabbed my youngest and got him up. He was about 15, and all the others were adults. So, but we argued, like my son and I, my TJ and I just argued over him getting up, waking up, getting ready. Come on, we're going to, you know, it's time for church, get up. I told him to get up multiple times. He ended up saying some very mean things. And I just hurried and ate a little bit and got ready. And then him and I are sitting down into the chapel. We got there late and I'm still feeling like heightened from the whole thing. I had to clean it up. I had to hurry and put it away because I didn't know when other people would be up or if they would get up while we were at church. So it was just this like organizing chaos is what I felt like I was trying to do. And I did it. I mean, I wanted to. I was like, oh, and I was fine with the breakfast. And I was like, okay, nobody came. And just thought I was noticing things like, oh, you know, this isn't done and they didn't come. And I thought I'm just noticing my life. I was trying to relax in that first little part of the meeting. And 10-20 minutes later, somebody at the pulpit says something about Mother's Day. And my teenager leans over and is just like, happy Mother's Day. And I totally rolled my eyes and kind of did a psh, you know, and gave a little like snarky grin was all. And then I thought, you know, no one remembers and cares. Like, I guess I'm not worth getting up for, you know, maybe the nice things will come later. And here I think, oh, I'm having a good attitude. But I look back and I really wasn't. So we get home, my teenager hurries and eats something and then just disappears. And I go about some tasks and clean up the kitchen, all while in my head, I'm just seeing everything that's not happening and that everything that they're not doing. And I'm not being like, this is the day of celebrating me and nobody's around to do it. Like, what gives? Eventually my husband gets up. I still haven't seen any of the adult kids. It's like afternoon now. The two adults that were living in the basement at the time, they just kind of run through quickly with a pleasant, like, you know, good day, but nothing else, which reaffirms in my mind, yep, it's forgotten. And maybe, like, nothing I do, like, even matters to them, but, like, ah, oh, this is like not how I pictured it. The day's half over and like, ugh. But I remember being asked like what I wanted for dinner. I don't remember what it was. I had to help everyone. I do remember thinking like, I have to help everyone find these ingredients or be like, well, you got to go to the store and get that. I don't just have that on hand. And I felt like put out. I remember walking them through trying to cook it themselves. Like, I think it was maybe my husband or my son or one of the adult kids. I'm not sure, but I just remember the way I felt. I thought I was in a good mood and I thought I was trying to help them along, but I was really kind of having a pity party inside myself over it all because I felt like unseen and deflated. And I found myself telling the story many times over after that. And as I look back on the story, the way I used to say it, it portrayed me as like this character of the victim and they were all like the villains, right? And I was feeling forgotten. And now I had more evidence, along with all the other evidences I could find, like in my days on a normal day, that I just wasn't noticed or cared about like I notice and care for them. Well, fast forward to the next year. I'm like, I'm going to have a better attitude. I'm going to do this. It's not going to matter what they do or say. I'm not going to make it about like, oh, they didn't do this for me. I'm going to do better at this. I really am. And it did go better. You know, and I think we could all try to do a little bit better with our minds wrapped around what are people that we love and what they bring to us and how important it is that we recognize them. Because what I did that next year was I decided I love being a wife and a mom and I'm going to tell them all how much I love them. That way I get to feel love. So I called them all, you know, first part of the day. And, you know, they were kind of moving out and not really living at home anymore. And I was acknowledged and people do get up and make breakfast more for me. My husband's a shift worker. So it's like, depends on, you know, what he's feeling too. And I know we're all patient with our husbands and we're all patient with our kids. And, but I really do make it worse for myself. The next year, that year when I actually called everybody and told them I love them and I told them what I loved about them and why I love being their mom. I thought about them all to when they were little babies and all the way up through the years. And we had a great conversation on the phone, just celebrating our lives together with me as their mom. And I did that. Like I initiated it for myself and they felt the love and I felt the love and we could just celebrate that that was even a thing and that we were part of each other's lives. And I really loved it. I really did. And so after doing that with the four, you know, five kids now that I have, I was excited to carry that with me in kind of a celebration of my motherhood throughout the day. And that's all I needed. Like I remember getting a couple things and, you know, people being mindful to me and having some good conversations. But what I remember most is the long notes that I wrote them and the long phone calls that we had with all the memories celebrating every little thing. You know, and I remember sometimes it was laced with a little bit of bitterness and some pity parties, I'm sure, because I do remember not it. It wasn't like this year. This year was, you know, what I believe was my best year yet. And on my Mother's Day, I believe that I have raised the bar in my love towards them and not feeling like disapproval or jilted or jaded or having a pity party because of what they're doing. I'm more lovable. Like I'm more approachable because when somebody loves you so big, how do you not love them? So because I love them so big, they're showing up different in my lives. Everybody wanted to get up. Everybody wanted to go for like a walk in the mountains up this trail that we love, up this old road and make food and be together. And I loved every second of it. We went and visited my mom and my husband's mom. And in years past, I remember being so bitter, like, why do I have to go visit them? It's my Mother's Day. But no, I love them. They're mothers too. And I just had the best year this year. And so I wanted to share it with you because of the stories I'm hearing about like, oh, if my husband just would have done this one little thing, you know, or I cried myself to sleep because it was just chaotic and we had this and this and this and this and this. And they're finding all the reasons why, I mean, being that one day, right, can go bad as days do, but like the love that we feel all year long and all those years together should be celebrated. And that's up to us and up to how we're framing our day. So I want you to take this and go into your days moving ahead. And I know it's a little retro because Mother's Day has already happened. But as I was talking with my husband in the car, we were driving somewhere. I said, you know, a lot of people had some very, very sad Mother's Day. And I I did too. I remember being there. I remember thinking those thoughts. And we don't think we have control over the people in our lives. And we don't, but we have control over our experience of them. And we do. So I wanted to share it. And it was on, he actually recommended, like, I know Mother's Day's over. I'm like, I should have done it a week before, but you know, I didn't think about it. And then he's like, well, just do it now. So here I am going backwards. It's kind of an upside down afterthought, but Mother's Day for you is every day, because once you're a mother, you're always a mother. So go celebrate. Go celebrate your people. Go see how much you do love all the silly little quirky phases that they go through. I know some of my kids went through these phases. I thought I would just crumble in annoyance and disappointment and show up really poorly for them, which I did. But that phase soon left, and then there was a new phase to worry about. And so every time I thought, oh, I can't wait till they get past this, I no longer feel that. I'm like, wow, I love them right now, and I don't need to change anything about them. I don't need to change anything about what's happening or what's going on. And I don't even need to tell them any different ways to be so I can be happy. Like, I didn't give my Mother's Day to, you know, to ensure that I have a good Mother's Day to them anymore. I now have ownership of it, which means I can change it. And that's the best news ever. So go have a good Mother's Day every day, because we wanted to be mothers. And this isn't just some passive like, oh, if I think positive thoughts, I'll be positive. I better not have negative thoughts. I am grateful for being a mother. It just sucks so bad sometimes. I'm just saying, love all of it. Love that it's even there, and that this is our experience, and that we couldn't live without them in their lives. Because I truly couldn't live without any of these kids in my life. So go do the things. And if you can undo that and redo that on a daily basis, I promise you, you will have more enjoyment and more fulfillment in all of your days. And tell anyone, if you thought of anyone while you're thinking about this and you've recently been a complainer or heard someone complain, like, share this with them. Let's reframe the way we celebrate ourselves and the way we allow people to celebrate us in a way that's more productive and more giving, and kind of gives us that like investment forward into our future. I even remember talking to my kids that day about all the things we're going to look forward to in the future. Like when they start having kids and when they have grandkids, what a grand life this is. And it just created such movement towards positivity and such momentum and true belief, not just like a passive, like, oh, I love you, it's fine. Like suppressing some, you know, upset that you are, but really, really being happy with what's happening. Okay. All right. Go do it. The next week, I know I've been talking to some people about toxic positivity, and I'm going to be publishing that one. But in the meantime, share this with people that you thought of, and let's share the light. And I'll talk to you either on a call with me. If you can jump on a call, I can totally help you sort this out in your situation and see what it looks like for you, because I bet you have a lot of reasons as to why you can't be happy sometimes and why it's just not working. And I can help you pull that apart a bit and get a little more comfort and clarity around it. So get on a call with me, or I'll just talk to you next week. Thanks. Bye.